The Army has more than doubled its number of military and civilian mental health workers in the past 5 years. It's an important step, but it may not be enough. A report out today examines how the Army evaluates soldiers for mental health issues, and it finds the system is riddled with problems. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
The report looked at behavioral health cases dating back to 2001. The task force determined that the Army's mental health system is hindered by confusing paperwork, inconsistent training and guidelines, and incompatible data systems. The review came under pressure from Washington Senator Patty Murray after she learned that hundreds of soldiers at Madigan Army Medical Center had their PTSD diagnoses reversed by a forensic psychiatry team. The reversals, in some cases, would have reduced benefits for soldiers who were being medically retired. After the cases were reviewed at Walter Reed Medical Center, about 150 of those PTSD diagnoses were reinstated. The findings are significant. After a decade of war, soldier suicides outpace combat deaths. While Murray says she's pleased that the Army has vowed to take action on the findings, she says they're not new, and she's disappointed it has taken more than a decade to get to this point. The report noted that the Army had made strides in some areas, including cutting how long it takes soldiers to obtain a disability evaluation. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.